always my concern consistently over the years that any interference with the main artery in Dunnikinney, the Port Road, could have dire consequences for the perception and maybe the reality in this case that there was a blockage in the town. Obviously, I have great sympathy and empathy where the LYT find themselves at the moment. They needed a solution with regards to the car parking situation, but unfortunately, the solution seems to have been implemented on the ground, isn't working, and if that's to the detriment of both the LYT and indeed the town as a whole. So whatever solution has to come forward will have to be one that is signed off on by the engineer within the town council, and to ensure that we don't have the delays, we don't have the backups, and we don't have the frustration that's been experienced by many. And indeed, we want to see the safety of the LYT to the fore also. So I'm hopeful that if minds are brought together, that a solution can be found on the ground for both the betterment of the LYT and obviously the betterment of the town.
But anyone from the outside looking in, seeing this kind of a debacle on such an important route into Letterkenny, traffic lights appearing and disappearing, would feel the situation is farcical.
It is, and as I say, when there was all their applications come in on the Port Road with regards new lanes and new accesses and new lights, I was very, very concerned. I was concerned on this side too, but when you're assured by engineers and by people that have put the application in that this is a solution and a solution that will work well and enhance, and that isn't the case, obviously your confidence does be undermined. But I think what we have to do and have to move forward with is to find a solution for this as quickly as possible.